This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ehr.
Hello, great to be with you today.
And Bridget, people are going to get tired of hearing me talking about smile.amazon. So I'll talk about Amazon.smile this time. They're really both the same. You can get there either way. If you put either of those terms in any search engine, Amazon.smile or smile.amazon, either way, you'll get there. And when you get to that location, they're going to ask you what charity you would like to support when you use Amazon. And if you put in Catholic Radio Indy, it's important that you use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then every time you shop on Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of whatever you buy. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to mark every order you buy or anything like that. It just happens automatically. So if you can help us out that way, it's really, really easy to do. And a lot of people do a lot of shopping on Amazon, so especially this time of the year. So if you can help us out, smile.amazon, or you can go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, catholicradioindy.org, and you'll see a Smile Amazon button over on the right-hand side of the page there, and you can start there, or you can start at any search engine and just look for smile.amazon.
Well, today we're going to be talking about celebrating and reaching out to the Black Catholic community and in honor of Black Catholic History Month, which is celebrated in November. Today is joining us our guest, Pearlette Springer. She is the coordinator of the Black Catholic Ministry here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, Pearlette.
Why, thank you for the invite yet again.
Yeah. Well, you're just a joy to have on. And once we meet someone we really like, we just keep asking them back.
Well, Pearlette was one of our participants about a month ago or so. We had pretty much an all-day-long retreat, and we were looking at Catholic radio, specifically Catholic radio, of what it is, what it is doing, what it could be doing, what it should be doing, things that directions that it could evolve. And Pearlette was one of our guests at that retreat, and we thank you very much for that. And just while we're mentioning that, if you as a listener have any thought about that, call us and tell us. We're always interested in hearing, gee, you could do more of this or less of that, or have you ever thought about doing this? Well, we don't know what those things are unless you tell us. So just give us a call anytime, and we're happy to talk to you about that.
At 317-870-8400, Jim. You tell people to call, but then you don't give them the number. So there you go.
Well, I don't want them to call, do you?
Well, Pearlette, I want you to tell us a little bit about the mission of the office that you work in and your role at the Archdiocese. I know you're in a intercultural ministry. Is that where your specific ministry is housed?
Yes, intercultural ministry, previously known as multicultural ministry, housed the ministries to ethnic communities, the African American, African, Hispanic, Asian, and Native American communities.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, and then tell us a little bit about your role. I'm sorry, I was looking at my questions.
Well, I like you stated, I am the coordinator of Black Catholic Ministries for the Archdiocese in Annapolis, and our mission is threefold: evangelization, formation, and vocation within the Black Catholic community.
And I want to jump ahead to the terminology, because I always get confused. Black versus African American, and you typically say Black, and it's called the Black Catholic Ministry, as I do, but frequently I get corrected by other people, and I'm just, what's the correct term? Is Black the correct term, or is this an age thing?
Well, you know, the terminology basically is based on people of African descent being able to name themselves. So I use the term black because I'm inclusive of African and African American.
Okay.
Normally, when you say African American, it is referring to the group of people whose ancestors were enslaved from the continent of Africa. You have some Africans that were born and raised on the continent that still identify themselves as African, but their children, because they were born and raised here, refer to themselves as African American. So it all depends who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Our history is we were first called African slaves, then we were called Negros, that eventually changed into another word that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the Civil War, we were considered colored, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in the 50s and 60s, you hear the term Afro-American. And Afro-American is the term that blacks call themselves.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't something that came from the government. But on government forms, you either black or African-American to click the box. Those are the terms that used on the form. But I use black to be inclusive of the African community.
Okay. All right. So going forward, I'm going to refer to the Black Catholic ministry, okay, as you have. So I want to talk a little bit about formation and the formation process of Black Catholics in Indianapolis and the Diocese of Lafayette. Is it different, or what are you doing to reach out to this community? And we are, and those of you who are just joining us, we're talking with Pearlette Springer, who is the coordinator of the Black Catholic Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
Well, the formation process is not different than the formation process for any other group.
Okay.
The methodology, I guess, the method or the way we present the program is geared towards the style and tradition of Africans and African Americans. Right now, I do not have a formal faith formation process, but what I do is offer opportunities for Black Catholics to gather. And then at that gathering, we do some type of formation. But hopefully in 2021, there will actually be a formal formation process. That's something I'm still working on.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what percentage of the Black population is Catholic?
In the United States, it's 3 to 4 million Black Catholics.
Okay.
In Indiana, I have not a clue because our census in our diocese does not include ethnic identity.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so it's hard to count. Even the numbers of Hispanics is a rough number.
Sure.
Because we don't actually ask people how they identify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I do want you to touch a little bit on the scope of the diversity within the Black Catholic community in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. It's very diverse. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the Black Catholic community, because I include African and African Americans,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at the 54 countries on the continent of Africa. And I guesstimate 20 to 25 of those countries are representative here in Indianapolis. And then, of course, you have the African-American community, and our tradition is diverse according to what part of the country we originated. So those from Louisiana is a little bit different from those that came from Oklahoma, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those traditions are all different when you look at the greater scope of traditions in the Black Catholic community. And so it's a balancing act when I do an event to try to be inclusive as much as I can with the different traditions of the people that are sitting in the audience.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, when we were preparing for the show and what we were going to talk about, one of the questions I had to do with the BLM movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, and you know how that has impacted your ministries. And one of the things that you had mentioned back to me in the email, which I thought was really interesting, is you mentioned that the BLM is a hot topic for white people, but not so much in the Black community that you serve. And I wondered why that was.
Well, technically, the Black Lives Movement, the movement that says Black Lives Do Matter, has always been important to Blacks and Black Catholics, you know. But this new protest and marches have brought up a lot of hateful comments about people who are protesting. It puts all of us under the same umbrella of this national or international organization that calls itself Black Lives Matter Global something, and so whites don't understand that even though that organization exists, what's going on in the cities are not necessarily connected to that organization. We've always believed Black Lives Matter because Black lives do matter.
Of course.
You know, and law enforcement has always targeted the Black community. You can just look in history from the time of slavery till today that we are over-supervised in our predominantly Black community.
Well,
and one is,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And I'll say one of the things that also comes up that whites point out is that if Black Lives Matter, why are we killing each other? You know, and that could be a whole radio show by itself. But we know that we have an issue with black-on-black crime, you know. And there's plenty of nonprofits out there who are trying to work on resolving the issue of black on black crime, you know, but the biggest problem is being a target for law enforcement and the lack of respect of our community, of our traditions, from basically from law enforcement, you know, and we've seen the killing of black men, unarmed black men. And that's not something new for the black community. That also has a historical reference back until the time of slavery. You know, so it's one of the things that never got resolved over the years, even with the civil rights movement and the things that have happened over the years to straighten out the mess we created when we enslaved Africans.
Well, we have a lot of work to do, and we need to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some Black Catholic saints, and that'll be really awesome. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking with Pearlette Springer. She is the coordinator of the Black Catholic Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we are celebrating Black Catholic History Month, and I want to talk about some of the Black Catholic saints that are either currently saints or there are some new ones in the process of becoming a saint. So tell us about those.
Oh, okay. Well, there are hundreds of saints that come from the continent of Africa, but not all Africans are black or dark-skinned, and most of the saints come from the area that were in relationship or still in relationship and trade with Europe. So you have Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Libya, and Tunisia that have a lot of the African saints, but we don't know if they were black Africans or not. One of the saints that we celebrate from Africa is Saint Monica, Saint Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Saint Martin de Porres was from Peru, and he was African and Spaniard. And
okay.
We actually do a mass to celebrate his feast day every year because he's a patron saint of racial justice.
Excellent. And are there any saints that are on the road to sainthood that you can think of off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I can think of the African-American saints, so the saints that were born and bred here in the United States. There are six on the path to sainthood.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sister Thea Bowman and Julia Greeley, who are servants of God. And then we have Henrietta DeLille, Mother Mary Lane, Pierre Toussaint, and that are venerable. And then we have Augustus Tolton, who is blessed. And so they're on different, I guess, levels of,
mm-hmm. sure.
of the path.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit about evangelization. What is it and why do we need it?
I define evangelization very simple. It's the purpose of evangelization is to build up the kingdom of God here on earth. You know, and so the whole idea is to reach out to others and promote, and that's a lack of a word, but promote Christianity, you know. But we promote Christianity by being who we are, because being a Christian, being a Catholic is a way of life, you know. And I think it was St. Francis, and I could be wrong, that said, only use words if necessary. So it's the way we are, the way we be. It's a way of being, you know, that should bring people to closer to God.
And we actually have quite a few black and or African-American parishes in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Could you mention those parishes and maybe their
distinctions?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
between
word.
The parishes?
Well, they're, you know, Indianapolis, which I give them a lot, the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, I give them a lot of credit because in 1919, they built a parish specifically for African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was St. Rita, that's located on the east side at 19th and Andrew J. Brown. And then Holy Angels is a parish that transitioned into being an African American parish. And the reason I'm calling them African American parishes because culturally, the way they worship and the way they do ministry comes from the African-American tradition more so than the African tradition. And at both parishes, there are Africans who are parishioners. And then the third parish that's predominantly African-American is St. Andrew's, which is also on the east side. Now, Holy Angels is on the west side. I forgot to mention that. And St. Andrew's is on the east side, and it's predominantly African American as to the number of parishioners that are African American that attend. But I don't think that they are traditionally, culturally the way they worship and do ministry is a way, African-American tradition.
Tell us a little bit about the African-American tradition. You're saying just because a parish may be predominantly black, they're not doing the African-American tradition. What is different at the African-American tradition parishes?
Well, the best way to describe it is look at other ethnic groups. So the Irish have a way of doing it. The Germans have a way of worship. The Africans have a way of worship. And so when I say African-American, it's actually their way of worshiping, and which includes a different type of song style or hymn style, a different type of way that the priest does his homily, you know,
mm-hmm.
a different type of way the people gather, you know. We add our sign of peace, you know, lasts more than 5 minutes. It might last 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh.
And people go across the whole church to give the sign of peace.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's not quiet, you know, because people are moving and people are saying, peace be with you, you know.
Yeah.
So just different elements of the way that worship is carried out or
mm-hmm.
liturgy is carried out that reflects our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about COVID and maybe how you're going forward with, I guess, your just basic operations in terms of the Black Catholic ministry. You know, we've all had to kind of do things a little bit differently in terms of events and just ministry in general. Is there anything, how are you functioning with this situation that we're in?
Well, COVID, as we found out, I think in April or May, I can't remember when, that a large number of Blacks have the severe reaction to the virus. And percentage-wide from our community, we've had a large number of deaths. And it's been very relevant in our parishes that the number of people that have died from COVID. So what my ministry has done, because usually when we gather in large numbers. We are collective people. We are touchy people. You know, we greet each other with a hug and a kiss. You know, we have no problem sitting close to each other. So knowing that is our tradition, you know, it's really a struggle for us to gather and be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
You know. And so what I've done is mostly from Black Catholic Minister Archdiocese is we haven't had any gatherings, and I'm not planning any before Easter, you know, because I know how rampant this virus is in our community and how fast it invades our bodies, and it's usually not good, you know.
Have you guys, have you been doing anything like over Zoom or anything like that, any kind of outreach that way? Are you aware of any parishes that are doing that kind of thing in terms of to serve your community?
Well, I'm sure. I know Holy Angels and St. Rita's are doing some Zooming.
Okay.
You know, and of course our parishes are open, but and there's, you know, on Sundays it's 6 feet apart, sitting in the pews. So I know that is going on, but of course the numbers are down because people are scared to be in community because they know how the disease functions within our community. But I've been doing several things via Zoom. trying to reach out and pull people together. What I really like during this time is because nationally there's a lot of stuff that's going on from different dioceses around with Black Catholic Ministry that I can see people I normally see once a year or once every 5 years. I can actually see and talk to them now through some type of presentation that's happening in their diocese, you know, because the links are just, you know, we're inviting everybody to join us, you know, so I can see priests, Black priests down in New Louisiana celebrate Mass, you know, or, you know, see Archbishop Cardinal-elect Wilton Gregory in D.C., you know. So I really like that because I can engage in participation with them that normally doesn't happen but once a year at the minimum, you know. And I share the link with the greater Black Catholic community here so they're able to connect.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to we're just about out of time. Just got a couple seconds left here, about a minute left. Could you give our listeners your webpage where they can reach out to you? And I noticed that there's also a list of Black saints there as well. So could you give us your website?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to think what's the easiest link. Our webpage is located on archnd.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even actually sure what the, you got it here. It's, www.archnd.org/multicultural/ministry-black.
Yeah. And you can Google that too. And I will have the link on the podcast here. So this is, so people can get that list of saints and be connected to the Black Catholic ministries that you oversee. Our guest today has been Pearlette Springer, coordinator of the Black Catholic Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.